Hello, everybody. Welcome to a very short, perhaps the shortest session you will have on here. So remember the name, the 61-point exercise. This is a traditional Himalayan-style yoga nidra practice, and it is predominantly made up of just that, the 61-point exercise, which you have actually done many, many times before, woven into many practices. So if you are short on time or just feel like a 10-ish minute practice to hit that reset button, feel free to favorite this video, this audio, and come back whenever you feel called, whenever you need it. So, this 61-point exercise is best done perhaps seated in a chair or lying down on your back if that's available. If you are using a chair, choose one with a straight back so you can sit supported and upright, spine tall, shoulders relaxed away from the ears, and feet are flat, either on the floor, maybe on stacked books or yoga blocks if you have them. Bring the floor to you, right? And hands can rest, palms up on your lap. You want to be as comfortable as possible, with no minimal physical distraction. If necessary, wear a sweater or cover yourself with a blanket. And of course, if you are able to, wanting to lay down, you can choose to use a pillow to support your head, maybe a rolled blanket or pillow under the knees. Laying on your back with the arms away from the body, palms up, feet are wide and naturally falling open to the sides. Tune in, check in with your body, with your body's needs, and sit or lay accordingly, as you see, as you feel fit. Take your time. Be unhurried in this transition. Close down the eyes when you're ready. Soften. And begin now to clear the mind by coming to an awareness of how your body feels at this moment. Notice the sensation of your body on the floor or on the chair. Surrender to the movement of the breath. And as we begin the 61-point exercise, simply relax and notice sensation in each point as we move through the body. Or for a deeper mind-body experience, focus the breath at each point as we go. Now bring your full awareness to the point between the eyebrows, eyebrow center. Be aware of sensations in the throat, the right shoulder joint, right elbow, the right wrist, tip of the right hand thumb, tip of the index finger, middle finger, tip of the ring finger, and the little finger, the right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, the throat, the left shoulder joint, the left elbow, the left wrist, tip of the left hand thumb, tip of the left index finger, middle fingertip, ring finger, and little finger. Wrist, the left elbow, left shoulder, throat, the heart center, the right chest, the heart center, the left chest, and back to the heart center. The solar plexus, or the upper belly, and the lower belly center, about 4 inches below the navel. The right hip joint, right knee, the right ankle, tip of the right big toe, tip of the second toe, third toe, fourth toe, tip of the little toe, the right ankle, the right knee, right hip, low belly center, and the left hip joint, the left knee, left ankle, tip of the left big toe, tip of the second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and tip of the little toe. Left ankle, left knee, the left hip, low belly center, upper belly center, the heart, the throat, eyebrow center, the eyebrow center. Now the whole body, the whole body together, whole body. You may linger here as long as you like, as long as you need. Or when you decide to complete the practice, begin to move and gently stretch the body in transition. If on the floor, you can roll onto your side for a few breaths, and slowly push yourself up to a seated position. This concludes the 61-point meditation with hands at heart center. I bow to you. Namaste, my friends.